From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou has his hands full today. He's preparing to begin talks on a coalition government to help his country secure crucial international bailout loans. Though his government won support in Parliament late yesterday, Joanna Kakissis reports that the Prime Minister has offered to leave his post when the new government is formed.
A coalition government would unify politicians around a single goal: safeguarding the October 27th bailout deal that significantly cuts Greek debt and gives the country more loans in exchange for austerity. Without the billions in international bailout loans, Greece will default on its massive national debt. But Papandreou's Socialist PASOK party is struggling to bring opposition politicians to the negotiating table. The conservative New Democracy Party stormed out of parliament earlier this week, and the communists held an anti-government rally. They want elections right now. Papandreou says the government is aiming for elections in February. Polls show that no party has enough support with Greeks to win a majority in parliament and govern the country. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
In China, the Chinese state broadcaster there announcing that dozens of exhausted coal miners have been rescued, ending a 36-hour ordeal. They've been trapped by a cave-in at a mine in the central part of the country. Television pictures show rescue workers carrying miners out on stretchers. 45 miners were rescued today. 7 were pulled out alive yesterday. 8 others were killed in the accident. Thailand's government is asking residents in 8 of Bangkok's 50 districts to evacuate because of floodwaters that are moving closer to the heart of the capital. Thailand is experiencing what's being called the country's worst flooding in 50 years. High water has affected more than a third of the country's provinces and killed hundreds of people. Back in this country, persistent power outages from last weekend's nor'easter on the East Coast is causing tempers to flare in Connecticut. As Ebongo Doma of member station WSHU reports, 6 members of Connecticut's congressional delegation are seeking an investigation into why repairs are taking so long.
U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal says they believe Connecticut Light and Power has violated federal law. He says CLMP restored power to other Northeast states more quickly than to Connecticut.
The fact that CLMP had no plan, literally until days after the snowfall, speaks volumes about the lack of preparation. It should have lined up crews, made the preparations, been at the ready as soon as the snow stopped.
The president of CLMP says he is focused on restoring power, not future investigations. For NPR News, I'm Ebong Udama in Fairfield, Connecticut.
This is NPR News. It's still not clear why some 24 people, many of them students, became ill during a high school football game in southeastern Texas last night. Authorities suspect they were exposed to an unknown substance. Houston's assistant fire chief, David Almaguer, says the students started complaining of feeling ill around halftime.
Wound up with 22 students being transported from the location here to 5 different hospitals.
The Houston Fire Department sent hazmat crews to Barnett Stadium after band members became ill. A Houston school district spokesman told the Houston Chronicle that symptoms included severe nausea, dizziness, and vomiting. Blowing dust forced officials to close portions of a pair of interstates in Arizona last night. As Mark Moran of member station KJZZ reports from Phoenix, police had to escort traffic through dangerous travel conditions.
Wind gusts of 50 miles per hour blew dust and sand across the desert floor and through the Phoenix metro area just as rush hour began Friday afternoon, causing visibility to drop to near zero on highways, including Interstates 8 and 10 in and near Phoenix. The metro area was inundated with dust storms like this for most of the summer, and it's late in the year for these types of storms to still be occurring. A strong cold front is pushing into the state, bringing much cooler air to the Sonoran Desert. Last week, high temperatures were still in the triple digits. Forecasters predict 60s for the weekend. Officials warned high-profile vehicles to stay off interstate highways through the night as gusty winds would continue to make travel dangerous. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
And I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.